Our farming families are doing it tough, often hundreds or thousands of kilometres from the nearest school. Accessing education can be difficult and expensive, with the ongoing drought adding further pressure. What assistance is currently available for isolated families trying to access education?
Well, currently we have, the Commonwealth has a scheme called the Isolated Children's Scheme Boarding Allowance, which provides a small stipend or support to parents who find themselves in this situation. But over time, Lucy, the increases in that have not kept up. They've been done with traditional CPI, but they ought to have been indexed into what's called the education CPI, which is much higher, of course, than general CPI. So we find families are now way behind the eight ball with respect to the support they're getting, and we clearly have to bite down on this issue and correct it.
So over 4,000 students are receiving this basic boarding allowance of about $8,000, yet school fees are still rising. No doubt this is putting parents in a difficult position, Barry.
Well, you've got to put this in context. These are parents who don't have any choice. This isn't as if you're choosing between school A down the road, some public school attended by children. These are parents who, to qualify for this, they're living quite literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kilometres away from the nearest school. So what's happening, Lucy, is this is breaking families up. Families can no longer afford this. You've got families out there, and because they have no choice, it's costing them in excess of $100,000 to send three or four of their children off to boarding school. And so what we're seeing is families broken up now. We're seeing mum move into Quilpie. We're seeing mum move into Cunnamulla, Charleville, Longreach with the children, or indeed sometimes further away. So it's breaking families up. Dad, you know, while ever the kids are at school, you know, Dad's separated from mum and the children because of this cost impost on them. And really, this is a terrible situation. And what our nation has to do, and I'm sure there's every single mum and dad out there has educated a child or in the process educating a child will agree with me, every single child in Australia is entitled to fair and reasonable access to a good education. And as a government, we need to, you know, step up this allowance so that it makes it parents can do that without dividing the entire family.
Well, what's the solution here, Barry? We're hearing some parents are being forced to make the heartbreaking decision of which child to send to school because of financial restrictions. Can we expect any election commitments here?
Well, that's the main focus of my office at the moment, and I'm joined by a number of National Party senators and LNP senators from my home state of Queensland. We are determined to get this on as an election promise. You know, I personally believe we should tattoo it on our forehead, make an absolute pledge to these families. So there's about 4,500 of these kids who are caught in this disadvantaged situation, and deliver it immediately after we're returned here. So I can't speak for anyone else, but my sole objective is to get this in as a firm and unequivocal commitment for the election, and then I'll wear out a pair of shoes when I get back here in the hallways until we get it implemented.
I guess it brings us to the bigger question of what's the future for remote parts of Australia. We know it's becoming so difficult to attract more people to the country. Next generations are leaving the family farm, leaving no one to take over the operations. It's no wonder that foreign ownership and investment is such a hot topic at the moment.
Correct, Lucy. And, you know, we've now had 40 years of governments, my own included, at state and federal levels, who've actually, you know, we've stripped the bush, particularly the further you go west from the east coast, we've stripped it. We've taken out schools, we've pulled up 12,000 kilometres of rail lines, we've shut courthouses, and then what we've done was give social licence to the private sector to do the same thing. So we lost stock and station agencies and banks, and our post offices are under threat. If we don't drive a stake in the sand now on any number of these issues, we're going to find living in remote and rural Australia so unpalatable that generations will not continue. You know, families have been four or five generations on the land. Then we'll roll over into corporate ownership of agricultural assets out there and foreign ownership. And without getting distracted on some of the issues with foreign ownership and vertical integration and profit transferring, none of this is in the national interest. What's in the national interest is to support these families, these Australians, to give them something that resembles what you and I take for granted living in the bigger centres and the cities, in communications, in health, and in this case, particularly education. These people don't look for roll gold. They're not looking for a glint. They're just looking for basic assistance, as we provide for other students around the country. And, you know, I feel a bit embarrassed that we've let this get to where it did. I wasn't aware of it until the Isolated Children's Parents Association brought it to my attention a couple of months ago. And it's now going to be a focus for my office, at least, and I'm sure I'm going to be joined by many, many colleagues who are sympathetic to this cause.